No Blake Wheeler, no Andrew Kopp today. Can you give us an update on their status?
Yeah, Blake had a tough second period there yesterday, so he's just off, and we expect him to be feeling good tomorrow. Andrew as well, just standard maintenance stuff.
How many stitches did Blake?
Don't know. Bunch.
And I asked you last night, but just the challenges in the third period to keep a lead, what do you need forwards and defensemen to do to keep it?
Well, our whole mindset is never keeping the lead, right? We're trying to score the other goal, the next goal. You know that a team will change its risk profile going into third. Their back end's going to get up the ice. The last two games especially, you got really dynamic offensive teams, and you also got a defense. You got Josi and you got Hedman. It's a four-forward game at that point. I didn't particularly care for our Tampa game, but I really liked that game last night. And the elements then are you keep skating. Right? You don't stand still when you have the puck, and you don't gap off when you don't have the puck. And the other was we had really good sticks. We broke up a lot of plays close to that. On them driving hard and playing well. But our sticks were really good. Sometimes taking a few hits to make some plays. But I liked our third period against Nashville much stronger than, let's say, our second period against Tampa.
How has your team become comfortable in tight games? Obviously, you played one a lot of one-goal games.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's the best kind of environment to work in for a hockey team. Because it's the closest thing that you can get to a playoff game in the regular season. And it's one play, right? One play could change the course of the game in a one-goal game. It's one shot either way. Either it puts you enough distance. That insurance goal is so huge in the NHL. But so it keeps kind of shift after shift. You feel the pressure of the game. So you're not up by four or down four, where the pressure of the game kind of leaves you. That's why I liked. I liked our compete last night. I liked how hard we worked and how strong we were on our sticks. I'm not talking about us dominating that team. They outshot us. They had some good chances. Our goalie was good, but we played hard.
I mean, earlier on, you had found the club in the bag where you could rally for wins. I mean, now you've been able to play tighter. Is that just part of becoming a team?
Yeah, I think that early on, I think our game was a little bit on structure is not the right word, but. We weren't driving at the same pace. We got in behind it. They tried to hold on to leads. We got a pretty good offensive group here when they're going. Little stronger. I think what's happened is we've got two kind of NHL defensemen back into our lineup, and a couple of things happened. We're a little better defensively 5-on-5 because of it. Our penalty kills improve. So there's a goal kind of every second game that's not going up on the board. Like our PK has shut that part down, so you can have a 2-1 lead instead of being down 2-1.
What about the power play? What are you seeing from it?
You know, like our chances, we've got kind of two split units. We'll keep running that for a while. We'll see if we can get some action going. I like what it does in terms of the mentality of our hockey team. We've got 40 plus goal scorers kind of on both units, and we've got big point guys on both units. And if you load it all up like we had last year at the start, and nothing's happening, you've got a group of guys sitting on the bench that aren't involved in your power play, and they deserve to be. You know, Nick Ehlers, our leading goal scorer, we need to get him out on equal minutes in my mind as the rest of the unit. So we're not producing the way we'd like to on the power play. We've had good looks, good chances. But I'm more interested in keeping everybody involved before we shift back to one unit.